The first Sunday of the year is an important Sunday. It's a Sunday that I do ask the Lord, what do you want me to speak to your people so that you can set the tone? You can set the atmosphere in the hearts of your people as they look towards, well, this is a great challenge. Whether you're going to call 2020, 2020, 2020. You know, and my daughter said, Dad, call 2020, you got more punch. You know, so this is the first Sunday. And I want to speak on steps 2020. Step 2020. And it's taken from Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to verse 33. Matthew chapter 14. Immediately, Jesus made his disciple to get into the boat and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was in the middle of the sea, tossed by the wave, for the wind was contrary. Now, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O ye of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got in the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the reading of your words this morning. And we know that your words is true, your word is life, your words is strength and energy, and your words, O God, is that which we need each day for our life. You have said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is from you, O God. So, Father, we open our hearts, our mind, our life to your living word and ask for a revelation of you, a fresh revelation of you in 2020. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 2020 is already here. How many of you realize that? Whether you like it or not, whether you realize it or not, time waits for no one. No one. You know, and time does not crawl, it does not walk or run. Time's what? Flies. Already, this is the fifth day of 2020. The first Sunday for 2020. Have you welcomed 2020 with expectation, with faith, with purpose, with 2020 vision? We are already on the fifth day of the year. That means 96 hours have passed by. 5,760 minutes, 345,600 seconds given to you. In such few days, my question to you, have you invested or have you spent it or wasted? Don't look at 2020 as 365 days.
Look at it as a day given to you. After all, you can only live a day at a time, a step at a time, an hour, a minute, a second at a time. 2020. 20 is a great revelation from the Bible. What does 20 speak of? It speaks of the time of waiting and laboring is complete. It's complete. And now is the time for fulfillment and reward. Maybe some of you in your life, you have been waiting and waiting for God to do something. And you have been believing and you have been laboring and working for something to take place. God, when is it going to happen? 20 in the Bible speaks of that time, that season is completed and over. And now God is beginning to do his fulfillment and his reward. The example is Jacob. Jacob waited 20 years to get his wife, two of them, and his property. And it was 20 years later that he was released from his father-in-law. You know, all the years of Jacob with his father-in-law, where he worked for free, or maybe some of y'all say he worked for love, you know, and he gave free labor, and he was being shortchanged by his father-in-law, cheated, taken advantage by others. But 20 years later, God said, Jacob, your time of waiting, your time of working, your time of laboring is over. Now, God is about to do something in Jacob's life. Jacob came to Laban's house, empty-handed, only with a stick in his hand. 20 years later, he's living, rewarded with fullness by God who was with him and for him. I want you to be prepared and to be ready for 2020. Because 2020 is double 20. Believe that double blessing, double breakthrough, double miracle, double portion, that the time of delay, the time of waiting, the time of labor is completed. And now, God is about to fulfill and to bring reward, and it's going to be released into your life starting from today. Your 2020. How many of you want 2020 to be such a year? Put up your hand. Come on, if you want to put up your hand, you know. Well, the passage that we just read, Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to verse 33, show us there are four steps that you need to take to make 2020 to be such a year. Four steps. No one can take those steps for you. You need to take those steps yourself. The Bible tells us, after all, the steps of a good man, a righteous man, are directed, established by the Lord. The Bible tells us that God is busy preparing and working and, you know, getting the step ready for you. Yes, God directs, God's prepared, God makes, but God cannot take the step for you. He can empower you. He can encourage you. He can inspire you. And sometimes I know that you get inspired. Oh, I need to do something. Have you ever felt that way before? He can inspire you. He can order your step. But he cannot take the step for you. You must take them yourself. A step at a time. It may be just a very tiny step or a big step. No matter what, as long as you take a step, and soon you'll be out of the hole, out of the wood, out of the furnace to what God has for you. 2020 is a year that God has ordained. As the scriptures say, that you are the head and not the tail. You are to be on top and not beneath. Because many things that has happened to you in the past may pull you down and crowd you and overshadow what God has for you. And it's so easy to be caught up with the past, with regrets, with anything around you that you cannot see the days and the future that God has prepared for you. I want you this morning to be ready and to be prepared to take the four steps that Peter took. The first step, verse 28, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. What a night it was. In the middle of the sea, the wind tossing them left and right, up and down. I mean, when you read such a thing, you can feel seasick. Roaring and struggling. One storm after another storm. Waiting and waiting, laboring and laboring. And they were going nowhere, achieving nothing. Nothing is happening. Has 2019 been like this for you? Jesus told the disciple, get into the boat and go to the other side. They have not reached their destiny, but they are in the middle of the sea. But I want you to know, when Jesus asked them to get into the boat and to go to the sea, Jesus will not allow them to drown in the sea. Say amen. He will not allow the boat to sink in the sea. It is not over till Jesus said so. I want you to say this with me. I will not sink. Come on, say that. I will not sink. I will not drown. And I think that the disciple must have this feeling. Fisher's man who has been fishing the most of their life. I mean, surely they have met storm. It's not that this is something new to them. Yet, when they meet those storms, it must really challenge their heart. Experienced fishermen. Jesus, who walked on the water, stepped into their storming world. I want you to know, Jesus is stepping into your world in 2020, and he said to you, as he said to his disciple, be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid. No matter what you're going to face in 2020, be of good cheer, take courage, don't lose heart, because you have Jesus. And don't be afraid. The winds have not ceased, but they are not alone. They have Jesus, who once commanded the seas, the wave, be still with them. They can stay comfortably and secure in the middle of the sea. Or be like Peter, Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water. I'm standing here. 2020. There are four steps I can take. Like any of you standing here. I can. Don't take any step. Not taking a step. It's a step. No decision is a decision. No choice is a choice. Doing nothing is still something. Some people say, oh, if I don't do anything, it's okay. Not to do. Staying still. I can stay still. Stay where I am. I mean, life has not been easy. Ups and down. Disappointment. Pain. God, I want to stay. Yeah, do nothing. But time, do not wait for me. Whether I like it or not, it ticks by every second. And soon, at the end of the year, I will be telling myself, what happened? What happened? Oh, I don't stay where I am. I take a step back. I take a step back. I've been disappointed. I've been hurt. I've been burned. You know, things did not happen the way I pray, the way I want to. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a step back. But when you take the step back, then you are living in regret. Then you are allowing the ghosts of yesterday. And I'm telling you, there are some ghosts around that happened to you yesterday. And if I take a step backward, I will be watching how other people live their life. And when you watch somebody live their life, if they live well, you get more upset. If they don't live well, you think that they should join the club. Or maybe I won't take a step backward. Some people will say, maybe I just take a step aside. You know, God, I've been busy for you. I think this year I'll take a step aside. I'm going to retire. I'm going to slow down my life. Well, my answer to you is serve or go home. You know what I mean? Serve or go home. So what do you want to do? I cannot take a step aside. As long as I'm living and breathing, every day is given by God to me. And especially when you reach after 60-something, they say every day is a gift. When you cross 70, every day is a bonus. And after you cross 80, every day is a miracle. So, I cannot stay where am I. I cannot take a step backward and watch life goes by. I cannot take a step aside. Because if I do take a step aside, I tell you what will happen. I will fold my hand. And very soon I will fall what? Fall asleep. So what step can I take in 2020? The only step that you should take, that you must take, is the step forward. Life can only be lived forward. Have this motto in life. Live forward, understand backward. Don't get caught with the why and with the if only. Because if you are, then you are living in regrets and you cannot live in the way God intends you to live. Live life forward, and in due time, in God's time, you will understand the whys of life. Peter took the step forward and said, Lord, if that is you, command me to come to the water to you. What is to take a step forward? To take a step forward is leadership. To be a leader, you need to step what? You got to step forward, opposite from the rest. So when Peter took the step forward, he is taking leadership of what? He is taking leadership for his own life. Many of us think that leadership is about leading people. Yes, it's about leading people. But before you can lead anyone, you need to lead whose life? Lead your own life. So when Peter takes a step forward, then the rest of the disciple, he's saying, I am responsible, I'm accountable, I am an example. The other disciple watch and see, they wait and see, and they were observer, were watcher, and waiter. They may even discourage Peter. Peter, are you sure? Do you know what you're getting into? They stay where they are and did nothing. Peter took the step, the forward step. The forward step is I will. The first thing that must happen to you in this year, 2020, is to have that determination, I will. The will comes. The will is very important. If the will is defeated, all other areas will be in jeopardy. You'll find no energy, no strength. So when Peter takes that first step, he's saying, I will. His determination is faith. I will not stay where I am. I will not allow the past and failure to hold me back. I will not step aside by withdrawing or retiring, but I will trust God to lead my life in 2020. So in taking that step forward, I will see the glory of God in my life, in my household. For as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord in 2020. That step forward. Remember when Peter said, Lord, is that you? The storm is still around. But he stepped forward. If you are waiting for perfect weather, you will never do anything. 2020 have uncharted water, untested terrain, and uncertainty. But take a step forward and trust God, who knows yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus said to you in 2020, step forward, take courage, it is me. Do not be afraid. When Israel were pursued by the Egyptian army, the best army of his time, of their time, when they were pursued and they were really chased by them in hot pursuit, God commanded Moses and the people, step forward and see the Red Sea open. The enemy that you fear, that you see, you will never see them again. You will never fear again. Just step forward. If they don't step forward, God cannot intervene. God cannot act. God cannot do for them. I want you to know, unless you step forward, God cannot act for you. God cannot intervene for you. Step forward. Maybe you think that your relationship is not going the right way. Take a step forward and do something positive. Do something profitable. It's when you step forward to do what you have to do, then God can work in that situation and work in your heart and work in the heart of others. Take a step forward in 2020. God will do his part for you. Today, step forward and not stay where you are in comfort. And not step backwards with regrets or step aside and watch others. But step forward and live forward. When you do that, he will turn your failure into success. He will turn your tears to joy. He will turn water into wine. He will work out everything to good. 2020 is your year to all that God intends for you with the first simple step. And that is what? Step forward. God, I'm going to be responsible for my action, for my life, for my family. I'm asking you to help me as I become responsible. The second step that you need to take is to step out. Verse 29. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter had came down out of the boat, he walked on water and go to Jesus. The second step for 2020 is step out. You like the goldfish, don't you? Step out, say, I do. I will. It's not enough. It's not sufficient. Do you know many people say, I will, but they don't do? They stop short of the action that is required to affirm what the heart and what their mind tells them to do. I will. But no, I do. Many are willing, but not doing. Willing mind and willing heart without willing hand to do accomplish nothing. all the believing, all the confession, all the yes, all the declaration lays neutral. It's on the ground waiting for your next step. And your next step is to step out in faith. But as usual, many people are procrastinators. I won't ask you to put up your hand. But it's so easy to be a procrastinator, to just watch and see and do nothing. My advice to you, to those who are procrastinator for 2020 is simply this. Ready, aim, fire! I can imagine Peter got pretty excited when he saw Jesus walking on the water. And then when Peter said, God, if you can do it, I can do it. And Jesus said, come. What an invitation. But invitation needs response. Come and drink, come and taste, come and see. They're all invitation. But it's more than I will. It needs I do action. Peter was hoping. Maybe he was hoping that he could walk in water just like Jesus. And he wants to do it. He has enough faith to believe if Jesus command him, come, he will be able to walk in the water. But you know, all the confession, all the declaration, all this of Peter, I believe I can walk, I desire to walk on the water, will not take place unless he what? He step out. It's the doing. The I will is quite easy. The mouth says, I will. I will forgive. I will love. I will give. I will praise the Lord. The I will is quite easy. But it's the what? The stepping out. I do. Action. That is the risky part. That is the difficult part. This is how the Message Bible concludes Peter's experience on this passage. This is what the Message Bible said. The boat is safe. The boat is secure. The boat is comfortable. The water is high. The waves are rough. The wind is strong and the night is dark. A storm is out there. And if you get out of the boat, you may sink. But if you don't get out of the boat, you will never walk because you want to walk on the water. You have to get out of the boat. Doing. I must say one thing, I do respect business people. What's the difference between businessman and his or her employee? The difference is business people not just dream about it, not just talk about it, they step out and did it. That's the difference. You know. Brother Henry talked about water even before he did it. See, it's easy to talk, but doing it is what he needs. Abraham was trapped in the tent. He dreamed and desired for a son. It did not come year after year. He got discouraged. In discouragement, he went to the tent and he complained to God. But God commanded Abraham to step out of the tent. Abraham, get out of the tent. Step out of the tent. And then look up the sky and see the stars and count them. That is what I'm going to do for you. Step out. I do. Noah had to step out of the ark and build an altar to God. What would happen if Noah and his family choose to stay in the ark with the animals and never step out of the ark? Joshua and the people had to step out, and as they placed their feet on the water parted as God said it would, and they went forward and possessed the land. Step out. 2020, with all its new season, new opportunity, and new possibility, thank God for them. But it will also come with new challenges, new changes, and new demand. But like Peter, you need to step out of the boat. Take some risk. Inherit your promises. Maximize your life potential and grow in God. What will your reply be? Peter, step out of the boat with God. Would you? You need to step forward? I will. You need to step out? I do. The next step. Step away. Verse 30. But when Peter saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. Peter looked at Jesus and he stepped out of the water and walked towards Jesus. As long as Peter looked at Jesus, he focused his eyes on Jesus. He was doing well. But distraction got hold of Peter. The sound of the wind, the sight of the waves, and the strong roaring water got hold of him, got hold of his attention, got hold of his eyes. And what happened? Fear hit Peter and he began to sink. The third step for 2020 is to step away from distraction and keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. What is distraction? Distraction is to shift your eyes from something of a greater importance to something less important. That's what distraction is. Peter shifted his focus, his attention, his eye from Jesus to his surrounding. And we can all be like him. Eve was distracted by the serpent from what God said to what was good in her eyes. David and Samson was distracted by a woman. Martha was distracted by serving others. The young rich ruler that came to Jesus was distracted by his wealth. What distracts you? We can all be easily distracted, like children having ADD, attention deficit disorder. Some have HADD, highly. Let me just give you an example. Notice how short is our attention and our listening ability, especially coming to the Word of God, compared to the hours we can be glued on the TV because of a great drama series. I must say, very rarely do I watch series. The reason I don't, it's because I know I can be trapped. What is happening? The next episode. And all these episodes somehow tends to end with some suspense. And you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't work because you want to know what happened what next. The smartphone that we all carry is a great distraction. Your world in the smartphone, the phone is smart. but I do not know whether the user is smart. Checking mails, updating the latest news, staying in touch in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they are distraction. They distraction and distraction. And in fact, relationship and friendship can be killed by all this. Have you ever seen going to a dinner, 10 of them, and while they are talking, they are still looking at their phone? Come on, how many of you have experienced that? I mean, these are all distractions. This is something that I have to fight against, because that phone, that smartphone, is a good way to hide yourself from conversation, from interacting with people. You seem so busy. A little distraction can cause an accident. How many accidents happen while using the smartphone? This was done in Australia. In 2015, 20% of all accidents involve improper use of mobile phone. In Australia alone, 22% of car accidents is because of mobile phone. Surprising. Truck accident is 71%. And 46% of near crashes, distraction. No distraction. Jesus commands us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. Distraction is when you begin to seek the lesser thing. These things, they are the lesser thing, rather than the important thing, God and his kingdom and his righteousness. In 2020, what distraction do you need to step away? Maybe it's just to switch off your mobile phone, your smartphone, when you read the Bible or hear the word of God. Maybe it's some electronic devices. Maybe it's to rearrange your busy daily schedule. So busy, no time left for God and the family. Maybe it's to close the window of your soul and be still before God. Maybe it's to put first thing first. And what is the first thing first? That which is eternal over the temporary. God first. Not go, say amen to that. Distraction caused Peter to sink and to fear. He took his eye off Jesus and looked at the wave that was roaring. You and I are in the world where we see the wave, the wave that is roaring so hard. The uncertainty, the natural disaster, the economical woe. And these are all things that can distract us. But I encourage you, keep your eyes on Jesus, because he is the one that said, what happened to you? He's your provider. He is your present. He is your protector. Keep your eyes on Jesus and you will stay afloat and not be distracted by the surrounding. The passage starts that when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were fearful. And what did Jesus say? Take courage, it is I. It is I, do not be afraid. When Jesus told the disciple, first time when they saw him, it is I. In Greek context, Jesus is saying, I am. The same I am that was spoken by God to Moses. What is your name? He said, I am that I am. I am who I am. I am what I am. I will be what I will be. And even I create whatever I create. So when Jesus told the disciple, it is I am. When the disciples saw the storm, Jesus is saying to them, no matter what you face,
I am. You are sick, I am the healer. You are in trouble, I am the deliverer. You are in pain, I am the comforter. You are in need, I am the provider. I want you to be sure of one thing. When you get distracted by the surrounding, you forgot to see who God is. I am what I am, who I am. I create what I will create. In 2020, do not be distracted. Step away from distraction and focus your eyes on Jesus, the I am that I am. He is your provider, your protector, your presence. He commands you, take courage, I am. Stop being what? Afraid. Fear will come. Uncertainty will come. Anxiety will come. They will come. They are part and parcel of life. But I don't have to entertain it. I don't have to dwell in it. I don't have to live in it. Because I look up to Him who is the, say, I am. I am your burden bearer. I need to step forward. I need to step out. And I need to step away. Lastly, you need to step up. Verse 30 to 31. Peter cried out saying, Lord, save me! And immediately, say the word with me, immediately. Isn't it wonderful? It's sometimes, and most times, God will answer us immediately. Sometimes it doesn't happen. He's teaching us patience and trust. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. Peter took his eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ and he walked. And as he took his eye off the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked on water, he began to sing. And I tell you what, he prayed the shortest prayer in the Bible. Lord, save me. Amen. He did not pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. By the time he come to know to which verse he will be in water, and the water will go, he said the shortest prayer. Lord, save me. And I tell you, sometimes we don't have to make long prayer. If you want to be long prayer, let it be one of appreciation and thanksgiving. Because when you praise God and thank Him for who He is, there's so much thing we can say. The fourth step is to step up. We need to step up our prayer to God in 2020. What prayer we need to step up? We need to step up our personal prayer, our family prayer, our corporate prayer, our prayer for one another, prayer for the lost, prayer for Australia. As we see the evil days approaching, the uncertainty of our time, and the fast-changing world event, you can't catch up, you can't chase them. But one thing you can do, you can step up your prayer to God. You must not fear, worry, or be anxious, but keep your eyes on Jesus and step up your prayer to Him. Step up in prayer. It's not praying less. It's not praying occasionally. It's not praying when needs arise or praying when danger comes. It's like what Jesus said, if you don't pray, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, if you don't pray, you will turn coward, you will faint, you will lose up, you will give up. Pray. Step up in prayer. 2019, we combine the two campus prayer meetings into one. We are seeing greater cooperation, greater unity, greater togetherness, greater turnout as we touch heaven to touch earth. We see what is happening in New South Wales and Queensland. We need God to intervene. In a time where the weather is so hot, God can still step in
and send the rain. He is God. I am what I am. I encourage you this year, step up in prayer. Take every opportunity when you are driving in the car, when you are washing plate, when you are vacuuming the floor, any opportunity, just pray. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, bless me. Short prayer. Lord, teach me. Lord, direct me. Just short prayer. When your employer comes to you to do something and you need some wisdom, you don't have to pray the long prayer for wisdom. Say, God, give me wisdom. Short prayer to God. I encourage you, Wednesday, 29th of January, is our first step up prayer. I encourage you to come and join us in prayer at Nola Mara. 2020, the last PowerPoint. 2020, 361 days left. But Pastor, I thought every year there's 365. Well, this year you are blessed with one more year, one more day. You have 366 days in 2020. One extra day. The clock is ticking each passing second. You can stay where you are and watch the year pass. You can step back and watch others, or step aside and do your own thing. But 2020, double blessing, double breakthrough, double miracles, double portion awaits those who are willing to step forward. I am responsible. Step out, step away, and step up. The year of waiting and laboring is completed and over. 2020 is your year of fulfillments and reward. Step forward to it. Step out to it. Step away from distraction and step up for it. To you, what is your next step? What is the next step that you'll be taking? So some of us, you need to step forward. To some of us, we need to step up. To some of us, we need to step away. To some of us, we need to step up. Let me get the worship team to come. As we prepare our hearts for communion, God, 2020, 5 days has passed. Maybe in these 5 days, I stay where I am and did nothing. Maybe I've stepped back. Maybe I have stepped aside. But may this message encourage you to step forward, to step out, to step away, and to step up. Jesus Christ went to the cross to die. Not just for our sin, but also to empower us with His kind of life. Life that is overflowing, that is overcoming, that is victorious,
there is abundance. But would you step forward? Would you step up? How? Would you step away from destruction and step up in prayer to Him?